You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified Podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build the social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today we're going to dive into five easy and effective ways to sell without being pushy. But before we do, as most of you guys probably know, I am a first-time mom, and I'm trying to balance all the things. And just real talk here for a sec. I am trying to breastfeed the baby and record a podcast episode because, as most moms probably already know out there, it is a balancing act. Holy smokes. I think if you were to ask me before I became a mom versus now what I thought it was going to be like versus what it is like to balance all the things, man, I have so much respect for all the moms out there trying to run a business and, you know, be the best mom they can be while taking care of themselves. And holy smokes, bravo to you guys, because it is definitely an adjustment. And I know all the things they say about motherhood are so true, about it being the hardest job you'll ever have and yet the most rewarding. And I think it's just this whole other dimension and element to life. Yeah, I just didn't even, you know, like, I guess you just can't prepare anyone for what it's like to become a mom. And I'm so grateful to be a mom because we've wanted this for so long. And at the same time, I think it's definitely an adjustment getting used to how did I get everything done before having so much time and feeling like I didn't have enough time. And now, you know, that nap time hustle and just letting go of when things are going to get done and if it's going to be me that does them or not. So if you're a mom out there and any of this sounds familiar, yeah, I totally get it. And I'm always interested in your feedback in terms of how you guys make it all work, because it's definitely a whole different level and gear and skill set that's required. And I think probably one of the biggest learning opportunities and things I've taken away from it is just how to get more done in less time. And I'm learning how to let go of those things that before might have felt like time restraints. Well, now is just a whole different ballgame. So the five easy and effective ways to sell without being pushy. So I have five different tips and strategies that I've used in my business to sell without being pushy, and where a lot of my advice and recommendations comes from is I've been in fitness sales for the past 16 years. I worked in the fitness industry and I used to teach sales and how to sell memberships. And actually before that, my first network marketing experience came from selling knives. And I sold for a company called Cutco, for those of you guys who know who Cutco is. And we did our knife demonstrations. And it was, I guess it felt like a really sort of salesy experience. Like a lot of the scripting that I was given, it just never really felt authentic. And I would say it because I thought that that's what you had to do. But I learned along the way that I would tweak things because I felt like it just sounded better and I didn't want the other person to feel super awkward. And early on, I had a family relative of mine say to me, "Hey, like, I really don't want to see your knife demonstration. Like, can we just go for a beer instead?" And I really felt like sort of like shameful about what I was doing. And it really caused me to not feel great about network marketing and that people felt it was slimy. And so I think the difference is now that I understand that was one person's perception. And it wasn't that, no, the whole industry is that everyone feels that way or that it is like that. That was just his belief. So that took a little bit of time to realize. And then when I got into the fitness, health, and marketing side of things in regards to sales, I really learned what sales experiences felt good and which ones didn't. And I used that data in my own experiences of what I liked and what I didn't like to turn that around and be able to sell in a way that felt authentic to me. And so I remember this one hot tub. It was a parking lot hot tub sales floor, sales experience. My husband and I pulled up and it was in Halifax, Nova Scotia in Canada. And this guy just like, he didn't listen to us at all. He just went on and on. And one of the first things that I was not interested in was like, you know, the hot tub loungers where you lay down and that's just not, I don't know. I never wanted to get my hair wet in the hot tub. Like that just seemed like inconvenient. And this guy just went on and on about the loungers and how everyone in the showroom fights over them. And I was like, this guy is just not listening at all. This is the most awkward sales experience ever. So it was from situations like that, that I really learned how I wanted the sales experience to feel whenever I encountered people. So it really started with listening more than talking, like always getting the other person to do more talking than I was. And that was one of the things that I think really helped me increase my conversion ratios. And I had a really high conversion ratio. Like when I was in the fitness industry, I was closing 75 to 80% of the consultations that I would sit down with people with. And this would be in the membership side of things. And I also sold personal training when I was a personal trainer. And I had a very high close rate as well there. And so I had definitely different things I would do and different tactics, which is probably actually a whole nother episode, because I think that there's the idea of how to not be salesy, but then there's other things that you can do just to increase and tip the scales to get a yes. And that is, it's a whole different conversation, but one that I will definitely circle back to, because yeah, it's got me thinking about all these things, the way I would phrase questions and things like that, that I would love to share with you guys. So without further ado, let's jump into the five easy and effective ways to sell without being pushy. The first one, number one, know your ideal customer. So I think that this is probably a bit of a broken record for a lot of people, but I think that when you hear that, know your ideal customer, a lot of people don't actually know their ideal customer. They think they do, and they come up with this story of who they are and how they should speak to them, but they never go back and actually validate that information. Because I can tell you guys, even though I knew my ideal customer when I was first getting started, the way that she would say things was different than I would say it. So what that means is that there's these undertones of language, the way people think about things, how they justify things, their limiting beliefs, the challenges that they have of actually getting started, and that customer journey of where they are now versus where they want to go. All of this is wrapped around the language that they use. And we can't just use language that comes naturally to us without validating how that person actually thinks, because you'll never stop the scroll if you're not using that same language and able to disrupt that person's thoughts as they're scrolling. And that's the really big key here, is that language does help us build rapport. And if we're not clear on what that language is, then our posts and the images that we use to try to slow the scroll will not be effective. So the first thing that you need to do is know your ideal customer and actually back it up and validate it with the language that they would actually be using. Now, this can be done through interviews, through asking these questions on social media and paying attention to the language that's being used, or even going back through your DMs and gathering intel on the language that your ideal customer is currently using. The second easy and effective way to sell without being pushy is to tell your story. So the reason that this is so important is that people want to do business with those that they know, like, and trust. So when it comes to telling your story, it's helping to position you as to why someone should invest in you. And this goes back to really the Simon Sinek description of the golden circle. People don't care what you do, they care why you do it. And that lies within us, our story of how we came to be where we are. So an example of this may be, if I share my story with you, I started in a Gold's Gym environment. My parents owned a Gold's Gym. My mom went into labor contractions in a Gold's Gym parking lot. And so I've been in the fitness industry like literally since I was born. And I decided to do an English literature degree. I loved writing. It always just was a part of how I like to be creative. And I thought, oh, I'm never going to find a job unless I decide to go into teaching. And so after finishing up that degree in college, I ended up going into the direction of fitness again and working in sales and teaching sales. And I worked in the fitness industry for 15 years. And it was this like beautiful combustion of bringing together entrepreneurship, as well as the writing that I loved, as well as the fitness industry, which turned into this perfect storm of what I do now, which is create done for you social media posting templates. So it allows me to exercise that love for writing and the creativity. It allows me to have the freedom with my family to travel, to do what I want to do, which the corporate world did not offer me. And then I also am able to tie in the industry I love, which is health and fitness. So that for me is how I'm able to position myself and make myself so much different than anyone else out there. And if you really think of the other people that offer social media type templates, none of them are going to have that exact same experience I'm bringing to the table. I know that what makes me really different is the fact that I am born and bred health and fitness, which a lot of posting templates out there are not. They're very, very generic. And the other thing that really makes me different is that I've been able to use the templates and the, I want to say the word tactics. I don't know if tactics is the right word, but a formula is probably a better word. The formula that I teach in all of my Done For You social media posting templates and the funnels that these templates and Facebook group posts and all the things that are rolled into our Done For You membership, it helped me scale my business from having zero clients to crossing the seven-figure line. And so all of that rolled together, and that's with like 7,800 Instagram followers. So I've been talking more about my story that, you know, seven figures with 7,800 followers. It's really something that I believe creates space and provides people hope that you don't have to have this huge Instagram following to be successful, but you do have to have a formula in place. So in me sharing that story, I am allowing other people to see themselves in what I've done and allowing them to trust me and help explain why I do what I do. And that just creates that really strong bond of likeness with somebody else, right? The more that you understand their story and the struggles that they've been through and what it's taken to get to the point that they are in their life, the easier it is for you to eventually buy from that person. So telling your story, how you got into the health and fitness industry. And I think sometimes people hesitate because they're like, oh, well, I'm not this picture perfect coach or personal trainer or picture perfect person of health. Well, the thing is, what has gotten us to the point that we have is actually what attracts people in. The fact that I am not just a marketing professional, I have all these other factors and aspects of my life that have crafted me into the role that I'm in is actually one of the reasons a lot of people will work with me, because I have that health and fitness background and I really, really get their business. So don't be afraid of what your story shares. Know that your ideal customer will come to you because of that story. So be proud of it and don't hesitate from sharing it. The third point of the five easy and effective ways to sell without being pushy is to share your sweet spot. So in talking about our story, naturally we get into our sweet spot and this is sort of like if you picture three circles sort of layered on top of each other, right in the center of that is your sweet spot. And to give you guys an example, for me, what those things are, health and fitness is one of them. The other one would be the love for writing and evoking emotion and driving people to action. And the third would be the lifestyle of building a business online and being able to do that for my family and being able to do that in a very short time frame. Those are the three things that, you know, when you look at what's in the center of those things, that's what I bring to the table. So how these things really intersect would be health and fitness just happens to be where my passion lies. So for anybody that's out there that's looking for social media posts, if you're also in health and fitness, like it's naturally going to align that my sweet spot is in alignment with what you're looking for. The second thing is that when it comes to this ability for writing and being a copywriter and driving emotion, people either have that or they don't. And a lot of people don't want to have to learn that additional skill set. They want to trust that someone else understands the strategy and they can put that together, because that's like a whole nother full-time job to try to be constantly creating content, checking in with the audience, and knowing exactly what you need to say to get people to take action. So that's another thing that's a big passion for me that I love to do. And I love to take that off of someone else's plate. And the third thing is, I don't sell anything that I don't know for sure works. I have tested everything in my business to make sure that the formula I'm providing actually works for people. And that's just part of my value system and integrity. One of the values at ashleyshaw.ca and with the Fitness Leader Institute is create your karma. And I truly believe that if you sell a crappy product, that's only going to come back to you and create more problems. So I really believe that if I only provide things that I know that truly, truly work and have worked for my family and have been able to retire my husband and retire me from working in the corporate world, it's going to help other people to be able to do the same. And if those three things resonate with you that I've just talked about, you're going to know I'm the right person to work with for you. So that's what you're trying to do for your ideal customer, is really illuminate how you're different from other people out there. And as I was saying in point number two of tell your story, don't shy away from the things that actually make you really different and maybe stand out, you know, like a sore thumb. And there's a lot of people that when you read their About Me page and you know, you hear their story, like the more interesting it is, the more that you remember it. So I think that that point number three of illuminating how you're different than everyone else is really going to help you stand out in a sea of sameness. And the struggles that you have are going to align you with your ideal customers. Point number four is to attract with your values. So what I mean by that is when you look at your social media feed, people are looking for people that have similar values. Like that's what's going to slow the scroll when people are looking at your Facebook, Instagram, wherever you post on social media. So I think it's important to think about these things and be intentional with what you're putting out there. We always say that when you look at your values in your social media feed, one value is going to be health and fitness, right? Like, but you have five fingers. So you should have five different things that you are constantly talking about. So some of the values at ashleyshaw.ca, for example, would be to trust the universe. That's one of them. So for us, that really means trusting that you're in the right place at the right time. And that's an important value. So you're going to see that come out in our feed with some of the quotes that we use and things that we talk about. Another one, as I mentioned, was to, you know, create your karma. And that's all about really doing your best work. And I think it's about trusting your customers to let you know when something is good or something isn't working for them and to react accordingly, right? Or to give people the benefit of the doubt if something comes up, they need extra help. It's all about creating the right karma. And so that's one of the things that not only do we talk about in our social media posts, but we also, that's how we operate as a company. Like when we can do something that we feel will build good karma, than we do. Another one of our values would be gratitude is gangster. So one of the things we always talk about in our team meetings is how grateful we are. And we talk about our wins and what we're thankful for. And one of the things that, for example, came up for my husband, who is also involved in the Fitness Leader Institute and in ashleyshaw.ca, we talked about there was a big typhoon that just went through the Philippines as I'm recording this now in November. And one of the things we're super grateful for is that we had a team member that lost everything. And we're super grateful that we are in a position to be able to help. That is one of the gifts that I think, you know, our business has brought to us. And we're so grateful for that. And, you know, gratitude, I think, is one of those things that it's just like an energy that never, it can't be destroyed. So it's like, we're grateful to be in the position we are. And our team is grateful that we're willing to do the things to help them. So that's one of our values as well. So as you can see, you know, when you're able to identify your values and talk about those things with potential ideal customers, it just, I think the closest relationships are with those that you share similar values with. And the more that you can put those things out there with your ideal customer, the more that they're going to know that they want more from you and they trust you and they like you. And people will only do business with those that they know, like, and trust. So all the strategies and things we're talking about here are going to help align you for your ideal customers to know, like, and trust you without selling anything first. Like, you know, I know there's a lot of information out there that, like, you know, oh, it's a numbers game. Just keep on, hey, girl, hustling people. And I get that. Like, there is a part of sales that you've got to be okay with getting no's. Like, that's just part of it. But there is a strategic way to build relationships with people and to actually do it with heart versus just copy and pasting responses and not caring about that person on the other side. I think that's one of the things that really needs to happen to sell without being pushy, is that you have to be conscious about how that person's going to feel on the other side. And they're not just a number. Like, this is a person with a heartbeat that may or may not need your help. And, you know, I think there's a lot of coaches out there that are just looking for the people that are looking for them. And that is, like, the beauty of being authentic and finding your people without pushing yourself on them and it feeling like you don't have good intentions. And I think it's sort of the tale of two things that happens. Like, maybe you're that person that really wants that in their business, but they're not sure how to get that, or you're a person that just doesn't care. And I know that 99% of you guys listening to this are not that. You do care about how the person on the other side feels. You want to create authentic experiences, but you're just not sure how. And point number five here of the five easy and effective ways to sell without being pushy is know how to generate content that will attract your ideal customer. And so this sort of falls into, you know, similar with the values, where you have five main things that you talk about. Fitness is just one of them. You want to know what your ideal customer is also going to be attracted to. And I'm going to give the example of Audrey Quinalty. She's someone that I worked with in the beauty industry. And what I love, if you look at any of her Instagram feed and what she puts out there, beauty products are just one of the things. Like, she has these beautiful, like, makeover style videos that she puts out there using her products, which I love her for. Like, it's like, I love the way that she puts herself out there. But let's be honest, if that's all that someone is producing, if you're not really there yet, like, you're not into health and beauty and those products, like, you're probably going to be like, yeah, I'm probably not going to engage with this content. But what I love about what Audrey does is she also talks about the other, let's call it, like, you know, of your hand, one is health and beauty, the other, like, four themes and things going on in her life. So one of them is that she's a boy mom. So she always talks about her two boys, and you can see, you know, a lot about her family life and life with her husband and things like that going on. The other thing that she's, like, so good at is do-it-yourself makeover projects. So the way that she has done German schmearing on her house, or that she's in the process right now of taking an RV and totally redoing it. Like, I just can't wait to see her stories because I'm always so curious about what she's doing and how she's doing it. She is also a hairstylist. So you see tons of tutorials and hair videos and things like that going on. So the great thing about generating great content is that you're going to pull people in those other areas, and you just happen to have this product that you sell. So it's a really great way to expand your reach and get more followers that actually pay attention, because you're not just talking about health and fitness, or you're not just talking about beauty products. You're really reaching and going in all these different directions to pull people in. And the key of it is, of course, focusing on stuff that you love to do that's easy to make content about. Like, what do you naturally, organically already focus on doing with your time? And how can you just document that? So an example of that for us is that we have 3 Airbnbs. And so we have another business. It's called East Properties. And what we do is we want to allow people to explore the eastern part of Canada and how beautiful it is. So we have an Airbnb in Ontario, we have one in New Brunswick, and then we have one in Nova Scotia. And so one of the things I love to include in my content is talking about the renovations that we're doing on the Airbnbs, how beautiful the areas are that the Airbnbs are in, and just providing this whole other dimension that actually has nothing to do with done-for-you social media posting templates. But it's an area that I am very interested in the Airbnb world, as well as there's a ton of other people that are very interested in that. So, and as well, the fact that it's another stream of income that you can start building into your portfolio. And I am always super interested in those things that help collect additional wealth without having to work a 9-to-5. So that's another area that we include in the social media that I put out there. So the great thing about doing that and really expanding that reach is that you will just bring people in that you might not have gotten because they are not ready to buy customers of health and fitness and nutrition products yet. But you're going to bring them on a journey. You're going to get them to know, like, and trust you. And that is really where you're going to start to see your audience start to grow. So those are the 5 easy and effective ways to sell without being pushy. I hope you guys have found this episode super informative. It was super fun to think about these ideas and these concepts. I love thinking about organic and natural and authentic ways to sell without selling. And the best way to really think about it is selling is service. We always used to say in the fitness industry, sales is service and service is sales. And that's really what this is about. It's about serving your audience so that when they are ready to buy, you're the first person that they think of. And that to me is a home run when it comes to authentic marketing, is that you are consistently showing up and putting yourself out there in the areas that we just talked about. Because when somebody is ready to buy, or when you do have a call to action, they're going to feel super, super comfortable to buy from you. So thank you guys so much for listening to Social Selling Simplified. We'll see you next time on the next episode. Are you a health and fitness influencer looking to up your game when it comes to your marketing strategy and keeping your funnel flowing with killer leads? Our monthly marketing funnel membership is for you. This membership gives you monthly done-for-you social media posting templates, Facebook group posts, weekly emails, and a freebie, all written by a professional copywriter to spark curiosity and grab attention. This strategy has been shown to boost engagement as much as 80%. Never worry again about running out of people to connect with this strategic monthly marketing funnel membership. You'll get all the tools you need to post on social media consistently and strategically to attract your ideal customers. You'll be provided with value-packed content to help you serve the people at your table and those watching you in your Facebook group, email list, and social media.
Plus, you'll get access to exclusive content and trainings from yours truly to help you continue to grow your business to the level of your dreams. If you're already getting excited, you can get on the waiting list by heading to ashleyshaw.ca/waitinglist. That's ashleyshaw.ca/waitinglist. We'll see you next time on Social Selling Simplified.